Time to talk about business every month. Guests on behalf of the Seidman College of Business on the umbrella of Grand Valley State University sharing their expertise. Today's expertise is on, well, the young. How about more specifically young thinkers? I'm looking forward to this conversation. Guests in studio will ask how you spend your day. First of all, a pleasure to have you in the house, Megan Knoll. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thomas McGinnis, good morning to you as well.
Morning.
Thomas, tell us a little bit about you. What's your resume?
Well, I'm an assistant professor of management in the Seidman College of Business in the MIS department. So we teach students about technology in business.
Yes. Megan?
I also work with Tom, and we have a great partnership in which we spend our time and our days really helping our students learn how to use technology in their business field, not necessarily the technical side, but also the process side of technology.
Sounds like it's real-world learning.
Absolutely.
How's that? Let's talk about young thinkers and get involved here in the conversation. So I guess my first question is, what is Young Thinkers?
Well, Young Thinkers is a program that is put together by SAP Corporation, and the goal of the Young Thinkers program is to stimulate interest in the STEM careers and to get them excited about the real-world skills and strategies that they will need to have as they go forward into adulthood.
Go a little bit more into your take on the UI. We'll call it the YT program.
Well, we have a slightly different take than other colleges and universities. So other schools deal with young thinkers as well. Yes. But they typically deal with it in a much more technical arena. So from a STEM standpoint, which deals for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, yes. They worry a lot about programming and robotics and artificial intelligence and things like that. And coming out of the College of Business, we're much more worried about how do you apply that technology in business. So we actually looked at various things that would help bring in that business feel, and we found a simulation that allows students to use technology but simulate a real business environment.
So let's go specific. What does Grand Valley's program provide?
Well, we do a couple different things. We use this simulation to teach students about a process, things like sales or production or procurement. And we actually use a simulation that then mimics the market environment. So the student is playing their part as a business, feeding to customers or getting information or products from vendors or making products, and then getting that back out into the marketplace and make money on it. So the students are actually running a business using the technology.
And I trust, isn't this an opportunity for high school students to figure out a career path? Want to expand here?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we found in the College of Business is many of our students were coming unprepared to think about a career. They really didn't know what to look for or what the broad brush was. And they are looking for these opportunities to figure that out. And there weren't a lot to help them immerse themselves in the business itself. So it was surprising that a business student would not understand what the sales process was or the procurement process was. And so it helps them figure out if this is something they like. Because the last thing you want to do, of course, is come in and start a course of study and realize that's really not what you are interested in. So this gives them an early introduction to it. And then they can say, oh, I like that. Or, no, I didn't care for that. I'll look for something else. We don't care which way they answer. If they didn't like it, that's fine. At least they've avoided going down a path that they may not have found fruitful later on. But hopefully we've brought some students in as well.
I trust this is a pipeline for new majors?
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's that introduction helps them to decide what they want. And it's interesting to see their aha moments while they're actually running the simulation, and you see them click and understand what they're doing and starting to feel out what that really means.
Every day you're looking for that click, aren't you?
We are, kids, yeah.
How about the connection, the Grand Valley connection with the community? Let's expand here when it comes to what the Grand Valley State University's program provides.
That ERP software, the ERP SIM software, is free to universities, so we're actually using it. It was developed out of HEC Montreal, the business college in Montreal, And they spent a great deal of time and effort developing the software, but it takes more than just the software to run one of these events. So we partner with local businesses. When we did our Detroit event, we partnered with GM. Holland, we partnered with JCI. Mm-hmm. In Grand Rapids, we partnered with Steelcase. And they helped sponsor the event to address busing costs, food costs, and also provide resources, business resources, that come in and actually help as a mentor and coach the students as they're going through this simulation. Mm-hmm. And it's great outreach for that.
I want to move on to, if I ask you, when it comes to young thinkers, we've talked about your take on the program, what Grand Valley's program provide. I want to get a little bit more into what you did.
Absolutely. So one of the pleasures that I have in working with this program is to work with the high schoolers. So I work with Kent County ISD. We've worked with former students who now work at GM and also through the Grand Valley Charter Schools. And what we do is we reach out to those individuals who then provide us with up to 40 of their most interested students. And I want to point out these students are not necessarily the cream of these classes. They don't know that they want to come to college. And so we're exposing them not only to our campus, to the technology, but also to a potential career that they may never have thought that they could see themselves in. So we have had students from Cass Tech High School out of Detroit, Detroit Charter Schools that Grand Valley works with. We've had all Kent County ISD type schools, so Grand Rapids Public Schools, then also Ottawa County. So we've been out to the Lakeshore as well. And we bring these students in for a great day of learning, fun, excitement, and then hopefully they go away with a better understanding of maybe a career path or even just a college path.
Want to drop any names of people you've worked with?
Absolutely. Amy Pierce is our main contact person through Kent County ISD. One of our favorite students of the past that we are very, very proud of, Stanley Tucker, went through our program. He is a excellent student who didn't know what he wanted to do for a career, but went through our MIS program and now finds himself in a very great job at General Motors. And he helped us set up the entire combination of Grand Valley and Cass Tech. And then here at Grand Valley, we work a lot with J.D. Smith. And then also our faculty. All of our MIS faculty participates in this, and our dean participates. And we really have a lot of community behind us to make these activities take place.
Great. Professors in the house, Megan Knoll and Thomas McGinnis, on behalf of the Seidman College of Business, sharing their expertise when it comes to the spotlight. Today's topic, young thinkers. About 3 or 4 minutes left. I want to move on to the infrastructure. What else needs to be talked about here?
Well, one of the biggest infrastructures is that Grand Valley has the privilege of having SAP software in-house. We run our own servers, and because of that, we can offer these amazing opportunities to our college students, but then also our outreach to high schoolers. Above and beyond the infrastructure that we have with our technology, we have college students that have the expertise with this software. And they are key as mentors to the high school students to make this successful.
So mentors, upper division students, industries partners, or faculty.
Absolutely. And it's really that connection, especially the college student mentors to the high school students, that really encourage them to look past just the game, but encourage them to say, hey, you can come to college too. It may not have been in your path, but here's a great field that you might want to think about when you think about your future.
Can we end with the results?
Absolutely. I have some great results to share. We have a little bit of feedback from some of the students, and the best thing that we have heard is that 100% of the participants felt that this experience has helped them understand what a career in ERP might look like to them. And to us, that is success, because they may have come to this event not even knowing what an ERP system was, what MIS is, what a career in business and technology can look like, and now they understand it.
There's a newsletter we need to know about, a GM newsletter?
Yep, we've been featured in newsletters by General Motors that talk about our program when we worked with them. We have been featured in SAP as a corporation. They have a online newsletter. We've been featured in there as being one of the universities who has really taken this Young Thinkers program to the next level. And then we've also been featured in a lot of Grand Valley publications as well.
Now on the morning show. Hey, reaching down into the K-12 system is critical to the talent needs of the future. Finish on this line. This is the Young Thinkers events reinforces this, and this was a quote by your dean, right, Diana Lawson?
Absolutely. What we're seeing is that we can't help this pipeline without reaching down into that K-12 system. We have to, what we call, prime the pipeline. We need to get students as young as possible interested in these STEM careers, and this is just one way that we can do that.
Your final words, Thomas McGinnis?
We've spent a lot of time and effort pulling these programs together for students, and what's great is how enthusiastic they are and how much they're getting out of it. It's one of those moments when you're a teacher that really makes you want to come back to work in the morning.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, how do we find out more information about this conversation and more?
Absolutely. If you would like to find out more information, you can visit our website. It is www.gvsu.edu/ERP.
All right. Enjoy your holiday break, and we'll get you and yours back in 2017. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.